Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
I've known many evil places in my time, but this realm, called Barovia, is among the most dangerous. A man could drown here, though he wouldn't need any water to do so. This place is ruled by a man, no, more a creature actually, known as Strahd von Zarovich. It is said that anyone who can slay him will be set free. If they don't die in the attempt, of course.
At a certain point, you and Rahadin kind of blazing a path. Both of you have had this slowly mounting suspicion that you are being watched. Mm-hmm. Your entire procession stops. You hear crunch, crunch. Rahadin stops. Crunch, crunch. You stop. Crunch, crunch. Gretchen stops. Crunch, crunch. Mm-hmm. Something's following.
Right. Something is...
We position in a way so that it is, I guess... Gretchen between us. Who would be best in the in the front? I'll take back, okay. And I'll let Rahadin lead.
I'll say, so you keep going with a new marching order? Is that what you're doing?
Well, yeah, right. Like, I mean, okay. we're very much keeping that ear out of
keeping
like,
your head on a swivel.
Well, Rahadin leads. You trail behind. You never catch sight of it, but you can tell something is following you. Mm-hmm. You do, I will give you this, you can hear it high and you can hear it low. Whatever it is, it can climb, and it sometimes does so.
Okay. The thing that nearly killed me, that wasn't leaving footprints.
Like, no, you didn't hear, it sounded okay. Like the wind when it moved.
It's not
this. This is something walking.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay. We'll, I'll see what the group, you know, under the breath. Like, there is definitely something that is following us. Do we just try to ignore it, pretend it's not there, or do we try to face it head on as we keep leading?
It is either simply watching us or perhaps waiting for reinforcements. Right. Either way, I think it best not to linger in this place.
Yes, of course. Yes. Well, let's keep going. Let's keep going. If we need to stop for any reason, then let's at least pretend like we don't know it's still following us, and then at least when it jumps out, we can try something.
Very well. Rahadin continues to lead. Hector, you feel like, you're not certain, maybe Rahadin just put this in your head. You think you can hear two of them now.
Okay, so we can climb. It's probably not wolves. Wolves can't...
I don't know, dude. Wolves can do a lot of crazy thing.
Barovian wolves, though.
Yeah.
If they're Barovian wolves, they wouldn't be bothering you.
Mm.
They could be Bork and Borchan wolves.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But you don't know if that's a thing.
Mm. Yeah. I think they've got at least
Borcha could be an aquatic environment for all you know.
Borcha seals, they could be.
Yeah.
A Borcha diarist seal. Yeah, seal.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Borcha diarist seals be like
Plap Mondoron.
Plap Mondoron. Okay.
How close are they to the town?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was like, how close are we until we're at the lake's edge?
You're about half an hour from the lake's edge.
All right. If they're going to attack, they probably attack then. All right. I'll let the other two know that I think mm-hmm. we've got now. It's multiplied. Potentially.
10 minutes later,
mm-hmm.
no change. 20 minutes later, you think you hear four now.
Okay, it is definitely multiplied. It's definitely multiplied.
As you approach the edge,
mm-hmm.
you can't tell how many. It's just quite a few now. Okay. You've also heard, you in the last like 10 minutes, you started hearing a new noise as well. You hear like a from one, and then another will reply. They're communicating in a clicking language.
Okay. All right. Have I ever heard of a clicking language before? I'm thinking bugs.
Yeah, I'm thinking bugs too.
I got a bad boy card.
Could be anything. No.
It's definitely bugs.
It's definitely bugs.
You think it's the danger? You actually know exactly who this is.
Yep.
Piran maybe told you a story about this guy one time. The assassin vine. The dangerous assassin vine is a infamous killer named after a plant of the same name.
Of course. I can't believe that they themselves are in Barovia.
Yeah. They specialize in assassinations done in forests and jungles and natural environments.
All right.
You very clearly remember Piran saying that the assassin vine communicated through clicks.
All right. Well, with that in mind,
I guess there's four of them.
He's recruited. Right?
Yeah, well, of course.
I mean, he's stumbled into Barovia.
Yeah,
like maybe he's recruited some other people in
true.
There.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense to me. Right, we start. I maybe like we just we kind of like right now is the time to book it, like up the speed, double. You know, we book it.
All right. You start sprinting.
I'm
the
very
last
scared
way.
Of assassin vines.
The second the three of you begin sprinting, you hear the trees come alive, and you can tell that the chase is on. The three of you need to get to the boats.
I keep imagining, I don't know what these are, but I keep imagining Frankenstein monkeys. And it's a nasty, scary thing.
Okay, so all three of you failed.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can I use a how'd I do that? I cast a cantrip, I do not know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I believe I don't know thaumaturgy.
Oh, okay.
Now what would the dreaded assassin vine be afraid of?
The police.
Okay, assassin vine, would they care about, like, you know, righteous retribution? Would they care about, like, darkness creeping in? Would they care about, like, booming voices?
I think
like,
booming voices. I think if I was an assassin, I would be scared of jail time.
Jail time and also, like, more people there. Like, you know, you think you were just assassinating, like, you know, a group of three. Now it could be a group of eight.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, okay. Well, do a thaumaturgy, mist everywhere, like, big booming voice, thunder, everything going on air. Like, you know, just a real scare off this assassin vine and his cronies.
Yeah.
All right. What do you say? What's the booming voice saying?
The cops and
are under arrest, assassin vine.
We know where you are. You cannot hide. I guess like we know where you are. You cannot hide. You will be like found. You will be chased. You will be hunted. You will be taken down.
The assassin vine does not seem to care.
Oh, what the hell?
It's too afraid. It's so brave.
The forest around you explodes, and two of them land behind you, I guess, because you're trying to get to the water. They are behind you as you try to get to the water, and you can just kind of see the lake in between the trees. You are very close now. Mm-hmm. They're half human, half machine.
Okay.
Imagine a human's torso.
Okay.
About down to like the waist.
Yeah.
Essentially. And imagine as well, skin has been like cut open, peeled back, and sometimes even outright replaced. And you can see cables and plugs and sockets showing beneath.
Okay.
Each of them, both of them have one human regular eye and one mechanical eye, which you can see is a socket with an orb. The orb has, obviously, Hector wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. This is just so that you know what you're looking at. Hector wouldn't have these words. But the orb that sits in the eye socket is, imagine like a ball, a golf ball, where each of the little divots is a camera eye, and it rolls freely in its skull.
Okay, clearly, Assassin Vine ended up in Borch's realm, and they've just experimented
on
the poor guy.
They've experimented on Assassin Vine and his cronies.
Make more sense.
One hand...
Well, I think it might be the Assassin Vine himself, and they've split Assassin Vine into, like, four guys.
One hand, normal. The other hand ends in a strange mechanical socket, which a utensil spits out of and then cycles through a bunch of different options, like a wrench, a screwdriver.
Kind of like the engineer's hand.
You would say really like the engineer's hand. Like really
almost identical
to the engineer's hand. I said they ended at the waist. From below the waist, They are a... Have you ever seen Wild Wild West, the movie with Will Smith?
Yeah. Which would be Wild Wild West. Yeah, of course.
So you know the villain of that... forget the actor's name, but whatever. He has that wheelchair that's also got the spider legs.
Yeah, of course.
That. It is a wheelchair with spider legs, which they land on. When they land... the legs, which was what they were using to climb, like a spider.
The
legs come up, and then with rapid movement, they start wheeling down towards you.
I can't believe they did this to Assassin's Creed.
Speed, spider legs for climb.
Okay.
And we're in initiative.
Oh, of course we are.
I reckon you can get to the boats. Yeah. How far away could they be? And can these guys go in water?
Probably. Maybe.
Certainly not impossible.
I reckon, yeah.
Yeah. Surely they don't have a third mode. Spider wheel and boat. I reckon you'll be safe in the boats.
Oh, by the way, you notice both of them have that maker's mark on them as well.
Because, the maker's mark, that just means that they're probably...
they come from the same person,
Arrivederci.
Madame Arrivederci's robot realm.
Do you want to know her name?
Eleonora.
Ivanka.
Ivanka Batoki.
Hector, it's your turn first.
Famous hams. Okay. So there's two that are basically have landed behind us.
Yeah.
And how close are they?
They are, after their movement towards you, they're right in front of you.
Oh.
But you're at the back of the formation, so it's you, Gretchen carrying Elf, and then Rahadin.
Okay, so I can run as much as I can towards, say, Gretchen and...
Gretchen's, like, you could reach out an arm and reach for Gretchen.
I see.
Very close. I mean, probably, actually a bit further than that. That might be like 5 feet in between each of you.
Okay, what is between us and the assassin vine?
Between you and the assassin vines?
Yeah,
nothing.
Currently. Okay, well, either side, like, is there like a tree or something? Like,
oh, there's kind of trees all around you. What's your intention?
Well, I was thinking of like maybe using an Eldritch Blast to, like, say, blast a tree to hit them. And to fall on them, those kind of things.
Highs or lows?
Let's go with highs. Remembering what happened last time I tried to fight inanimate objects.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's not your forte.
No.
I guess it's force damage. Yeah, you could bring a tree down onto them.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to trial that.
Okay. That's 3 Eldritch Blasts at your level?
I think so. 2. Oh,
2? Okay.
That was 3.
Should still be enough. Hit. That's a D10. You fire 2 bolts of force energy into a nearby tree, and does it fall, Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
It falls onto them. You're lucky the tree was half dead and rotted inside already, because a healthy tree, you did not do enough damage. The tree falls down onto both of them. I'll make a dexterity save for both of them. They both fail.
That's
how
good.
How much damage is a falling tree? If a tree falls in the forest, how much damage does it do?
I assume a lot, right?
Yeah, it's a whole tree.
you'd think.
You would hope.
You'd think.
I'd hope that a falling tree does more damage than just hitting it with an Eldritch Blast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
13 points of damage to both of them.
Okay. Hey, that's probably at least bought you enough time to get to the boat.
Yeah, if it's waylaid them a bit, great. And then we try and hoof it. But I don't want to... be the one. I don't want to be ahead of like Gretchen and Elf, if that makes sense.
All right, it's the mech's turn.
Ah, yeah.
Those two, they have to get off their wheels and onto their little leg things to climb over, which slows them down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't slow them down enough to not be able to attack you, unfortunately. However, you get an attack of opportunity on one of them at least, as they both walk straight past you. They don't care. They're going for Gretchen.
Of course they are.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's, attack of op that one.
I don't think you care terribly left or right. They're both going for the same target, it seems.
Whichever one I can hit.
That is a hit. What do you, is it the mace that you use or the spear? I forget.
Spear.
Spear? All right. What's the
source
on this one? Yeah.
No source yet. Got to have a bit of a slip first.
Fair enough.
You deal a total of 7 points of damage, and because your spear is magical, you overcome their damage resistance.
Ooh, yeah.
As they scuttle forwards, you can see as well in the human eye, you can see that ember glowing behind it. It looks like this is perhaps a new form of a Frankenstein's monster.
A Mark II, some might say.
Maybe just a side upgrade, yeah. You can see as well, as you clobber it, you have fought a Frankenstein's monster. Yes, yeah. You know that they could take quite a pounding. These ones seem more agile but flimsier.
Okay,
interesting.
That's good.
Then, thunk, thunk, two more explode out. You could see rustling past those two more. If you do not get to the boat soon, you will be overwhelmed. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great to hear. Love that for everyone involved.
Those two get to Gretchen, and both of them, they change their little arm thing so that instead of any sort of weapon or tool, it's a little claw thing, which both of them fire, and it wraps around Elf, and they start a tug of war with Gretchen.
I see.
They want Elf.
They want Elf. Good, 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 good. Great.
I wish I could say. I wish I could say Gretchen's just like, have it. I wish I could just say Gretchen's like, I don't fucking care. Take it.
Yeah.
But Gretchen does put up a fight and she does manage to hold on to Elf.
Okay.
Okay. That's something.
All right. That is the Spider Mech's turn. That's not what they're called.
Yeah, but that's for ease.
Sorry, the Assassin Vines.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it is Rahadin's turn. Rahadin looks at you, Hector, and says, what is our plan?
Free Elf and we get to the boats.
Rahadin rushes up, puts a hand on to Elf, and then both of them turn into mist, and you see as that mist leaps 30 feet in the direction of the shores.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Oh my god.
Rahadin carrying Elf makes his way to the boats.
Perfect.
And that is Rahadin. It's Gretchen's turn. Gretchen, looking at you, says, I didn't want to save it anyway, but here we are. She turns and runs.
Excellent.
And, back to the top. Hector, what would you like to do?
Oh, cool. I'll be like Eldric Blasting and then running. Well, running then Eldric Blasting, I guess.
All right. You fire a couple more Eldric Blasts to slow them down. It doesn't look like it's doing terribly much, and there are now 8 that you can see.
Oh, my God.
They overtake you. They're faster on the wheels.
I was like, well, there's the 8. Okay. Is it?
With an Eldric Blast, only 2 of them, the ones that were already ahead of you, managed to properly overtake you.
Okay.
The 6 behind stay behind, but those two are still in
like,
the fray.
Well, is there anything like on the terrain that I can, like, instead of hitting them, to like the tree again?
I assume you're knocking over trees.
Oh, yeah.
As you get closer to the water, though, it begins to get thinner and thinner.
Yep.
There's no good trees to block their path anymore.
Okay. Again, if I can, the ones ahead of us, try to hit them. Basically, I'm trying to make it as, like, hard.
All right, so
for
do you want to focus on the ones ahead or stop more from catching up?
Let's focus on the ones ahead.
Okay, all right. Well, in that case, then, you've got 2 which are beating you by quite a bit, and then 2 more are passing you.
Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, my God.
They move
quick.
And, like, the damage ain't doing much to them?
You can't slow them down fast. You can't kill them fast enough.
Okay. All right. Mm. Good luck, us.
Yeah. Get to that boat, brother.
Yeah.
You don't have any spice that you could put an Eldric Blast, do you? Like repulsing or anything? No.
Nothing really. I'm literally a worse warrior right now.
Yeah. Can you put your spear in the spokes of their...
Can I, could I, like, use my spear to trip them? If possible, like...
If they're absolutely.
Like, wheels and, like, try to break their legs or whatever. Mm. Again, trying to almost, like, targeted damage as we're walking along.
You can trip one.
Yeah. Mm. If I'm, like, doing, like, an Eldric Blast, that's...
Oh, wait, you
get
2 attacks. You could trip... You could attempt to trip too.
Yeah, like if I'm seeing that, all right, trees aren't really here doing much. That's not slowing them down. Eldric Blast is like barely hitting them.
Mm.
If I could, like, try and get like the tip of the spear into their spokes to trip them. Yeah.
This is technically supposed to be a fighter maneuver, so I'll allow it, but they get advantage on their save.
Mm. Okay.
Fair enough.
You trip one.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's, one's better than none.
Yeah.
All right. So it is their turn,
and
you were targeting the ones ahead of you. So one of them tips over, the other one gets to Rahadin, who is by the boats now, fires, wraps around Elf again, and tries to pull Elf in.
Yep.
Rahadin resists. Okay. Rahadin is able to hold on to Elf, but you can see the wheels from that mech thing are digging into the sand, kicking it up.
Mm.
Gretchen gets to it, picks it up and throws it in the fucking lake.
Yep.
Rock on, Gretchen.
Excellent.
With
excellent.
A splash, it lands in the water and she cries out, "Swim, you freak!"
Okay, okay.
Hector, you watch as two more overtake you.
Okay.
And you can hear more coming still. You glance over your shoulder, there's 12 now.
Okay, so how far am I to, I guess, Elf?
You would be 30 feet from Elf, who is with Rahadin. Rahadin's climbing into the boat. It okay. is, that was the Mex's turn. It is Rahadin's turn. Mm-hmm. Rahadin with Elf clambers into the boat and starts. He isn't setting off yet, yep. but he's kicking off, kind of like yep. letting the boat. So it's no longer, what do you call it? It's no longer like dragged up onto the shore.
Mm. Yep. Okay, cool.
All right.
Cool.
Then it is Gretchen's turn. Gretchen clambers in. Oh, no. Gretchen stands outside the boat and starts pushing it a bit out.
Mm-hmm.
So the boat is nearly properly set off. Hector, it's your turn.
Okay, cool.
You can, if you spend your action doing nothing else, you can be in the boat and gone.
Okay.
Or going, I should
going.
Say.
Going, yeah. Can I push so it's like even further into the lake rather than getting into the lake? I just want to help push the boat.
Oh, yeah, like what Gretchen is doing.
Yeah. Basically, I just want to get as far away from like the shore as possible, right. even if it means like I'm in the water or whatever.
You get into the water and you can feel as the spider mech that Gretchen threw into the water is thrashing about under the waves.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay, but is not able to swim. Yeah.
That's good to know.
And you climb in next to Gretchen and the two of you start pushing the boat out into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say boats. As a reminder, there are two boats that you have lashed together.
Yes.
Rahadin is sitting in one. I'll say Rahadin is in the left one, which is the one that Gretchen was pushing. Mm-hmm. You are on the right, pushing the right side of it.
Yep.
And three spider mechs on the shore, all fire, poof, poof, all fire the little grappling hooks.
Okay.
Rahadin is the only one currently holding onto Elf.
Mm.
Rahadin is not strong enough.
Okay.
Elf falls into the water and you can see as they're reeling it back in.
Okay.
All right. That was the Spider Mex's turn. It's Rahadin's turn. Okay. He needs to make a check. He's lucky. He climbs into the water. Wades. He looks back at the two of you and he says, "Keep pushing the boat into the water. We will return."
Mm-hmm.
You keep pushing in. He wades back to Elf, fumbles with her under the water, and then they misty step back into the boat
smart
again.
Move.
Nice, smart.
And that was Rahadin's turn. It's Gretchen's turn. Gretchen keeps pushing. Hector, your turn. You just want to keep pushing.
Well, how far away are now the spiders and...
They're 30 feet away.
Okay. So if we keep going, are we going to be out of range?
You can be 15 feet. If both you and Gretchen dedicate to swimming, you can be 30 feet away.
Okay, I'm
30 more in addition to what you are already.
The grappling hook seems that that's maybe
you're
out of their reach.
You're not sure of the range.
Yeah.
Okay. How far can I fly? Flying speed of 30 feet, but that's up. Okay, using Pythagoras' theory. Okay, can I... Right, whatever. It's okay, give it to me. I'll cast Radiant Soul, scoop up Elf, and I'm going to fly.
All right, take Elf and you fly. How fast can you fly? What does it cost to do the flying thing? Is that a free action, bonus action?
It's an action to fly.
It's an action.
Sorry, it's an action to cast Radiant Soul.
To get the wings, yeah.
Yep. So grab
it
and 30 feet. And I will try and move 30 feet in a diagonal up.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Okay. There's six of them on the shore now. Six. All wrap around Elf, and it's UV6.
Hell yeah, brother.
I'm a strong boy. Strength-based check?
It is a strength-based check. A reroll would be helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is? A reroll with advantage, right?
Yep. Let's do that.
Come on.
There's six of them, dude.
Yeah.
They begin reeling you back in. You take off, you get maybe 10 feet, and then you realize the tower starts getting further and further away. Mm-hmm. You are being reeled back in.
I imagine you your look big down, wings doing the foom, foom,
yeah, yeah,
foom to try and push yourself mm-hmm. back.
Mm-hmm. You look down and you can see as the boat is now further than you are.
God damn it, damn it.
Fuck,
okay,
dude.
Okay, okay.
And at that moment, krush, the boat breaks.
Okay.
You fucked up the roll.
Okay. Oh, no.
When you were lashing the boat together and I was waiting for a good moment to make it break.
Well,
okay.
The
okay.
boat sinks slowly underneath the waves.
Okay.
And that was their turn. It's Rahadin's turn. Mm-hmm. What is he going to do? Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the last time he can do a spell, though. Mm-hmm. Rahadin wades onto shore. He takes from a pouch a... No, sorry. Not from a pouch. He does this innately. He opens his mouth, sticks out his tongue, and there is a seed on his tongue. Hmm. He takes the seed, plants it into the ground, and then out of the ground grows a horse.
Sure.
What?
Okay.
With one leg, another leg, its head. A phantom steed sprouts out of the ground, and Rahadin mounts it. Rahadin can't get elf, but you can see that he means, mm-hmm. quite obviously, he's like set himself up so that if you can get free, he yep. can take elf.
Gotcha, gotcha.
You can see 24 spider mechs.
Oh, God. Okay.
They haven't all made it to you yet, but yep. they're on their way. Uh-huh. That was Rahadin's turn. It's Gretchen's turn. Gretchen is kind of wading her way, floundering a little bit, but wading her way towards the shore. Mm. She gets there as well. Draws her sword, and she starts trying to cut at the grapples.
Okay.
Cool.
She gets one.
Hey, that's enough, that's dude.
Enough, right?
Hector, it's your turn. You are moored by five mechs.
So they're wrapped around me, or
they're wrapped around elf,
and I'm holding elf.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay. All right. Can I try and just yank her free, as it were? And there's five of them, you say.
Do you have a... You don't have a blade, do you?
Like a spear.
You get a spear and, yeah.
Well, it could be whatever, but it's an action to turn it.
Yeah.
If you get over to... Rahadin is closer to them. So if you wanted to, you could fly down. Basically, you're on a 50-foot lead right mm-hmm, now. Mm-hmm. On their turn, they'll retract it more, or they'll try to. But you could, if you wanted to, willingly go within 30 feet to get with Rahadin and the steed. And then with the steed's help, maybe you stand a better chance.
Okay. Because you can't attack twice and then move because trying to move with the elf.
You can attack twice, but yeah, attacking twice with elf. Elf is a two-hand affair, unfortunately.
That's true.
As slight as it is.
Honestly, could I just like try to grapple elf back?
Well, you already are.
As in like. To then she is a elf is a a Franken guy. Mm-hmm. What parts have they wrapped onto?
I like this. This is good. This is good shit.
Highs or lows?
Highs. Looks like I got lows. Why not? I always.
I rolled.
Highs.
Yeah.
96 or 4.
Oh God.
Which would you rather?
Highs.
Yeah. Sure.
No. Adam, I'm not.
Yeah.
The lows.
I'm never high. Never high. I'm always high. I'm never sure. Lows.
Lows?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. We already established this.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Jackson, would you like to help your friend? You've not said anything.
Go lows.
Go lows.
Lows?
Yeah, why not?
All right. They have all wrapped around Elf's right leg.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to look down at the leg, see where everything's being wrapped around, and I want to grab my, like, spear, but maybe just, like, by, like, the top of the shaft, near, like, to kind of the head of the spear, and then see where the most appropriate stitching to just slice open to then quickly fly in the direction of the tower. If I can give it a bit of give, off we go.
Is all the stitch...
I'm going to make a roll. Not because you can't do this. I'm going to say you can do it. I'm going to make a roll to not destroy Elf in the process.
Oh.
Elf is on one hit point.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You undo the stitching very neatly, and the leg comes off very neatly.
Mm-hmm.
The mechs get the leg, but you get Elf.
Okay.
You can fly. That was an action, so but you can fly another 30 feet away, putting you 80 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mechs' turn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They search. They're looking around. You can see they're kind of like paused. They're not sure what to do. Mm-hmm. You are quite clearly out of range, and there's a moment where you can see that all of them are like kind of lost for what to do. Raha Din. Highs or lows?
Ooh.
Highs.
Yeah, man. Rahadin's choice.
Yeah. It's Rahadin's delight, dude. Yeah,
it's Rahadin's delight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah! Rahadin rides off with his horse, leaving Gretchen.
Oh, rude.
Damn, boo.
Hector, you watch as the spider mechs take Gretchen.
Okay.
She can't overwhelm them. There's too many. By the time you look back, you can see that there is, and... Don't get too shitty at Raha Din.
Yeah.
Because there were 24 on the beach when he made that decision.
No, I know. Now
there's now there the beach is fucking swarming with them. There is no going back.
Hector goes back.
You what?
Hector goes back.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Hector's he ain't doing that.
Okay. You turn around.
He's not leaving Gretchen behind.
I'm not leaving Gretchen behind.
Okay.
I have to...
Well, Gretchen... Well, in that case, then, you turn around. Gretchen isn't on the bank anymore. Wasn't even going to roll for her. She gets, like, mummified by these things. She is back in the tree line.
Get in the water, Gretchen. Why did she not get in the water? I beeline. Try and grab her.
All right.
I'm trying to, as much as I humanly can... beeline towards her. How close was Alf? How close was Rahadin to where I would be?
Rahadin is 80 feet around the water's edge. Okay. Rahadin, seeing you go back, also turns back.
Because, like, if I could throw, you know, give Alf.
Yeah, no. If you do that, if you, like, meet up, you can meet up with Rahadin.
Yep.
Rahadin, you, like, do a. He's riding below you. You're flying above him. You drop Alf down. He catches Alf. He gives you a nod, like a good luck, and then he turns back with the horse.
I fly after Gretchen.
All right. Hell yeah.
You can't do this to heck.
Pip, we'll return to that.
Okay.
That's tomorrow's problem. Pip,
mm-hmm.
What's going on with you again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm dealing with, I'm not dealing with anything at the moment.
Tarpos. With Gorob and Lushan make their way down that weird slope to get to the main area.
Mm-hmm.
Gorob and Lushan, everywhere that Tarpos goes, they call out, "Make way! Make way for the Archdruid!
Of course.
First barbarians and wizard supremes only!"
Well, I'm yet to be able to tune that out, unfortunately. I'm doing my best, though.
The Druid Grove seems cowed. As more and more druids come in, either by the sheer fact that it seems to be kind of the consensus, druids will kind of switch sides, or probably more likely the fact that they fear if they push against the current, they might
be killed by the other druids. Yeah, for sure.
So you, the engineer, Iona, and Cavendish get kind of like a breather.
Mm.
Tarpos, Gorob, and Lushan are kind of doing stuff with the druids.
Yeah, sure. It's druid business now.
You can see that Tarpos is going from druid, from like little clitch... Little click, sorry. Tarpos is going from little click to little click of druids, mm-hmm. kind of shoring up her power, making sure that the druids of the grove are behind her.
Sure, I'll let her do that. I've got no issue. How's everyone looking in the party? Like, health-wise, but also vibes-wise.
Everyone seems, honestly, in kind of good spirit.
Oh, okay, nice. Mm. Well, we did win, you know.
The engineer looks at you, Pip, and says, "I have to admit, that was an inspired choice."
Which bit?
Shooting at the root system.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just figured, you know, that's kind of the main problem for us. So, I mean, you know, Formian eyes, engineer, they deform magic. And honestly, they're one of the most useful alchemical ingredients that I can come across.
I always saw alchemy as more of a side project to my... expertise.
Well, that makes you've got a whole wizard in there, or that's actually not true. You've got like an eighth of a wizard in there. Is there like somewhere we can like sit?
Yeah, you sit in this like a central bonfire spot. And you watch Iona and Cavendish are having a quiet conversation together.
Intrude.
They seem to be, you can tell they're like very friendly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They
knew each other before all this.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
The two of them are getting the bonfire going. And in a few moments, you feel the warmth of the fire spreading through this space.
Yeah. As I sit by the bonfire, I think about the kick-on effects of making Tarpos the Archdruid. Like, I try and just sort of like extrapolate out how that might help us in the future and how it might hinder us. Kind of, but just sort of internally.
Okay.
It's kind of what Pip's thinking about. But I don't really talk to anybody other than the engineer if the engineer wants to talk to me.
All right.
Yeah.
The engineer kind of goes a little silent.
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
Can see he's not like lost in thought. Well, you could say he's lost in thoughts. Mm. You can see the mech has got a little platform set out in front of him. And on that, he's laid out some sort of diagram and he's like making markings on it. Mm. Seems to be working on something. Cavendish finishes saying something.
Mm.
And Iona gives a little titter, like a laugh. And the two of them also sit down near you. Cavendish leans over and says, gotta say, thanks for the assist there.
Hey.
He rubs at his neck where Kelover bit him.
Yeah, how you know? He's not pleasant, is it?
No, I can't say it is.
Anytime. You and Iona seem to have some plan there at the beginning.
Less of a plan, more of just a reference, I suppose. I was just explaining. Well, Iona is a bit of a storyteller, obviously, as many minstrels, bards are. And she was curious about some of the exploits that I've been in when I served in the military and whatnot. And I guess just kind of made a reference to one of the stories I told.
Mm. Yeah, well, it came in handy. So that was good. That was good. I
assume you have similar ones.
Stories of my exploits?
Yes, the sharpshot companions.
A couple here and there, you know. We've gotten into some mischief before.
Sure, sure. That, what's that fellow's name? Hardcastle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess after this, it'll be heading toward Valakai, right?
Yes, Valakai. You had some people there.
Mm.
And onwards, I guess, past that.
Yeah.
Dealing with the situation there.
Yeah. I look up a castle, Ravenloft, where Pip assumes Hector is at all times.
Yeah.
Mm.
I just hope. Yeah. No, you know what? I should be happy for the victory. Honestly. I should celebrate that. You know, it's easy to think ahead and to think the worst, but everyone here seems in pretty good spirits, so I should try and get in line, I suppose.
In my experience, Pip, he says, and he gives you a very meaningful look. You don't get the impression he's attacking you with this line. Mm-hmm. You get the impression this is maybe a genuine attempt at advice.
Yeah.
In my experience, when people say that they're worried about the future, what they're actually thinking about is the past.
Could be. I think I'm pretty much thinking about the future, though, if I'm honest, Cavendish. But I appreciate the words.
Okay.
I mean, do you really have... I remember back at Kuchery, you said you didn't have confidence in Hector, you had confidence in me. And now, obviously, at a certain point, that's gone too. And I just wonder, do you have the confidence that Hector in Castle Ravenloft right now is doing the right thing? Do you have confidence that Hector, you know, who you've only known since Kuchery, but you know the kind of person he is, that he's not making a mistake up there, that his bleeding heart is not being sucked dry by Strahd as we speak?
He shrugs. Unfortunately, Pip, I fear we've started something that can't be stopped.
Yeah, that much is clear.
Unfortunately, one way or another, you were there last year. You saw what Strahd did. You think a second rebellion is going to go unresponded to? You think, perhaps, that you haven't already felt the repercussions of things that you're currently doing?
Of course.
I fear, unfortunately, it's do or die at this part, and Nobody wants to die, Pip, but everybody gets to.
You gotta see it through to the bitter end. Yeah, as with all things. I'm gonna go see if Kurlova left anything that I can put in my little sack.
All right. He, before you get up, or as you get up, Cavendish calls you out, or like he stops you,
yeah,
and he passes you a wine skin. Do you drink?
Yeah.
It's a sweet thing, the wine that he has. It's maybe the last batch that the Wizards of Wines will ever produce. It's delicious. The nicest thing that can possibly be found growing in Barovia. I understand we're very hard on you. I understand everyone is very hard on you, Pip. You shouldn't do it to yourself. It's not an evil thing to look on yourself with kindness. Your life isn't meant to be a punishment.
I hand him back the wineskin and I say, next time, don't waste something so sweet on something so bitter. And then I'm going to go up to the little grove to collect bits. Pip's having a bad time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to go and search Kurlova's sort of tomb for alchemical ingredients.
Buddy, you hit the fucking...
I thought I might.
You hit the wild thing. Okay, you make my head spin. You get Ankeg acid. I'm going to list them out one by one. You get 5 doses of Ankeg acid.
Mm-hmm.
You find 5 doses of Death Knight's Woe.
Oh, yeah, nice. It's always handy. Yeah.
Wow. 5 doses of Flump Spores.
Mm,
you remember, Kurlova only did things in fives. That's right.
It's a famous thing about her.
Yeah.
She had this weird diet of only flumps for a bit.
So funny. You find 5 doses of Hounding Killer
Ants. Oh, my God.
I swear I'm rolling.
I leave the hound. I have 20 of those, so I leave those 5 behind. I do not need more Hounding Killer Ants.
You find, here we go, 8 doses of Quaggoth Vein.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
I'll roll 2d8 for this, so I'm less likely to get a 5. You find 8 doses of Treant Poison.
Oh, yeah. Probably not going to be as useful in the coming weeks.
You find 2 vampire teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, that makes, hey, that checks out.
That checks out. 2 doses of Blight Skin.
Oh, yeah.
6 doses of Piercer Vine.
Yep.
6 doses of Formian Eye.
Oh, fuck yeah. 6 doses?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Hell yeah, baby.
6 doses of Raven Feather.
Oh, yeah.
And let's say 6 sapphires.
Nice. Hell yeah. Fuck, I did hit the jackpot. Those Formian Eyes, dude, they go hard. After I've done that, I'll see if Tarpos is still doing stuff, because I'd like to talk to her.
You can see Tarpos, to catch Tarpos as Gorbin Lushan, a shirt-fronting a druid. You can see his face is like, he got a face like mashed potatoes right now.
Oh my God.
Gorbin Lushan have obviously worked this poor person over. He's got his hands up, and from bloody lips, he spills forth an oath of
to Tarpos.
Yeah, like, an oath to Tarpos. Yeah,
awesome. I wait patiently until Tarpos has a sort of spare moment. You know,
Gorob and Lushan kind of step, seeing you there. Gorob and Lushan step forward. Gorob puts a hand, meaty hand, on your chest.
I'll wait, Gorob. It's fine.
Wait.
Yeah,
you must be vetted by the Green Knights.
Yeah, right. Well, I put up.
Save their life. Anyway,
it doesn't matter.
Fine.
It's not worth arguing.
You rescued them.
I sort of saved the day here, but that's fine. I'll
that too. Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah, of course.
No, of course not,
dude. I do not expect them to.
Yeah.
I just wait. I wait for them to look me over, check me for weapons, or whatever they're going to do.
The strength of Gorob, the brains of Lushan, the cunning of Smilk.
I'm like, they're working together. What's a Smilk?
Have you decided on a new joint name?
The 3 Knights of Green! The 3 Green Knights!
Is there anyone else with them?
You see Gorob and Lushan.
I look around, like, behind them.
Well,
What have you? What business have you with the Archdruid? Failed pretender to the throne, non-believer.
I just want to talk, for fuck's sake. I just want to talk to Talpos for about 5 minutes, Gorob and Lushan. That's all. That's it.
Torob. Yeah. Talpos, looking over and seeing what's happening. Gorob, Lushan, Smilk, stand back.
What the fuck is a Smilk?
Who is Smilk?
She shrugs.
Right.
They say Smilk.
Perhaps
sometimes.
They're getting sick. I don't know.
They've got an imaginary.
Oh, I'm dizzy.
Whatever.
Now.
Like, look, it sounds like they're working together.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I'm not, I've got
maybe
no problem.
Smilk is their joint name.
Yeah,
I don't
Smilk
know.
Smilk is what they're calling themselves as a duo. Good for them. It's really got nothing to do with me. Congratulations, first of all.
You kill Keshgar.
Yes, I sort of
Cavendish did, kill Kalova.
Yeah, I sort of. I mean,
I cleanse Lodestone.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad it all worked out, really. I just wanted to say, I suppose, Talpos...
Sorry for lie.
Oh, don't even... I figured. You know, Talpos, I'm truly... From where I'm coming from, as long as it gets done... you know, I suppose I see there's a sort of being a sequence of events, an order of operations, if you will, right? Eleniel and Iona, they don't want to cleanse the lodestones, they just want to destroy them. But I'm very happy for you to cleanse them. But, you know, I thought it would be pertinent to let you know that, to give you the knowledge that possibly when this is all over, they might come and try to destroy them, you know, after the fact. And obviously, if that happens, ideally, God willing, I will not be here anymore. But I don't see that as relevant to what we're trying to do here. So if you want to cleanse them, I'll help you cleanse them. It seems like the best move.
She thinks for a sec, and she responds... Okay.
Good. Just thought I'd clear that up. You know? I will stand by your side when Eleniel and Iona sort of try to, you know, suggest an alternative.
You work with me, not with them.
Well, I suppose I work with you for now with the full understanding that when things are over, they might have a problem with it.
Right.
But I see that, I suppose, as a future issue that has no bearing on what we're doing here.
You wish leave?
Yeah. I mean, you have to understand that I might want that. I feel like I've been pretty
I
clear.
I can help you now.
Sorry?
Archdruid has powers. I can help leave.
You could back to...
You can walk into mist. I know not where, though.
Oh. So I might end up in one of the other dark places?
She nods. Not sure. Planes are known to me. I know only these lands. But maybe, what Piran say, roll dice, get better result.
I think that, I just stand there.
Another land might easier to leave. Some lands nearby.
It would at least be different.
She gestures one direction. Borcha. She gestures another direction. Haslan. She gestures another. Darkon. Blutspur.
Falkovnia.
Mordent, Tepest, Valachan. Not much about lands.
Yeah, of course. But one of them could be back to Ognot.
Could. Well, any direction could back to Ognot. Yeah. Ognot, not direction.
No,
from
I
here.
Yeah, I know. Let me think about it.
Okay. Make decision soon before we leave. Must do by lodestone.
Sure. I like
can do other lodestones, but, you know, time between.
Yeah.
Could die any time.
I like go to take a step away and then I turn back and I go, don't tell anyone that I'm, if you could.
She gives you a quizzical look like she doesn't know why you said that.
Yeah.
But she says, okay.
Okay. And then I'd like to go for a long walk around the forest.
Okay.
Adam.
Hector, you dive through the trees and you are actually probably going to need... There's a lot of them, Hector.
Okay, okay.
I'm not even going to give you a number at this point. Shit. You don't know how many there are.
Oh,
there's
great.
Just a lot of them. You looking around,
you lost sight,
you lost track of Gretchen as they were dragging her into the woods.
Yep.
You can hear her screaming, but you don't actually know where she is.
All right.
It's their turn.
Okay, so, okay. how long does it take me to reach them?
To get down, it takes, it will be a double action. Okay. Or it'll be, a double movement.
I know that I am almost dead. So I'm like, before I get there, I could just do a few things. Can I do a few things?
You could stay above the tree level, but then you already don't know where Gretchen is.
Okay. I just feel like I need to heal myself slightly.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
I just want to lay on hands 30 hit points.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, hell yeah.
Fair enough.
Up to the high highs of 35. Wow, that's nearly your max. Pip. I forgot if you were Pip or Pop for a second.
Yeah.
Just like my grandmother. She also forgets which one's Pip and which one's Pop.
Your grandmother's a big fan.
Yeah.
Grandma Carnivale, she loves D&D.
Adam, why you make such a shitty podcast? She gets mad about some seasons. She was not a fan of season 2. She hated season 2.
I do not like Cassius Christie.
Do not like this man. Bring back the barrel boy. What is his name?
Bring back Pomacriff. He's really funny.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, what happened to him? Why he no visit?
Why are they killing the cat?
Kill the cat instead. Yeah. I think.
I just suggested.
When the Leo Shadow, when he's leaning over that man, Leo Shadow should have been basically impossible to spot. He gets a plus 30 to his stealth. Exactly. Why are you making this a mistake? Stupid?
Why that man be able to see him when he's visible?
Yeah.
You stupid?
You stupid boy?
You stupid?
His god let him see.
That's why.
His god gave him vision.
For God's sake.
For God's sake.
That sounded like a...
Bullshit. It sounded like a bullshit and you hack.
Hack at the end.
Jesus Christ.
I'll heal myself for the 30 points.
Yes.
Which brings me up to a beautiful 35.
Nice.
With 15 temporary hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does channel divinity? They're not undead.
You are not aware they are not undead.
Damn it!
Mm-hmm.
That would be really useful if they were, Adam.
Yeah, I'm
just
sorry.
Gonna say,
wouldn't that be nice?
That would be wonderful.
It's almost like I purposely put some tricks and traps inside so that a paladin can't just one shot every single creature I made in this book.
Yeah. What the hell?
How dare you? Dude?
How dare I? Yeah, 100%.
What even? I guess. I'll lay on hands and then just keep making a beeline to the. I guess there's a lot of them, so that won't be exactly like stealthy.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see where they're going.
All right, so you're going to try and shadow them
for a little bit, I guess, because I can't just go with their guns. Just for a little bit, because not even for a little bit. I got one extra trick up my sleeve.
Mm.
Oh
God, it better work.
Which is just channeling divinity so that I can. Hit him a bit more.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good luck and God bless, brother.
The wings are going to fall off soon.
Oh, that's right. It's only temporary.
At a certain point, how long do the wings last for?
They last a minute. So it would.
Cool. Wow. Yeah, so, this is going to take a lot longer than a minute, my friend.
Yeah. So I figured it would be flying there, heal myself, keep going, channel divinity. So I'm at least a little bit extra attack, and then just. Dive bomb and try and get Gretchen out. That's my plan.
In that minute, you lose track of where Gretchen is. She's not screaming anymore. You can't hear her.
Have I lost track of them?
You, when you were diving, before you healed yourself, you had lost track of exactly where Gretchen was.
Mm.
You could hear her, so you knew her general area, but you have not seen her basically since you took flight.
Okay.
Scanning around, looking for her, you can see them in among the trees, but it looks like they're either dispersing or there is a stupid number of them.
Okay.
You can't tell which is correct.
Okay. Can I see with the amount of them, I guess, moving, is there broken, like, you know, twigs or things like that on the path to, like, find them? Like, you know, go where they're heading. Because if there's that many.
Yeah, you would think that.
I get a bad boy card, and the foliage is pretty fucking thick, unfortunately.
God damn, dude.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay.
Hector.
Yeah.
No, I've just had bad news.
Yeah.
They laid a trap. You get a bit closer. Just at one point, you dip just a little bit further down, just to, because you're maybe like trying to get a bit closer because that foliage, you know how trees, you can see through them a bit better when you're a bit closer to them. Mm-hmm. You get a bit closer to just give yourself a better look. And then two grappling hooks fire out from the tree line.
Great news.
Mm.
One of them misses you entirely. The other one wraps around your torso and goes taut immediately. You need to make a strength or athletics check. A athletics or acrobatics check.
Wait. So when they grabbed Gretchen, did it look like they were hurting her? Or did it look like they were just dragging her?
You didn't get a great look, it looks like they were dragging her.
Okay.
I don't resist, Adam.